Testing. We're testing.
You don't want a metronome?
I mean, I guess it could be fun. Is the audio gonna clip? Are you gonna clip, you stupid bitch? Well, that one probably will because it was so loud.
So loud.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Jillian.
And this
is the Hat Picks Podcast.
Just two dope ladies talking about soccer from across the country on the podcast no one asked for.
Fun fact, it did not clip the audio.
Just so you know.
Just so you know that we know that it didn't clip. Okay, I'm gonna just keep recording and get this all set up.
When you say just the tips uncut, we mean it.
It's like more fun this way. I want you to do the split screen. Tile to the right side of the screen. Tile to the... Look, I don't do Max very much.
Oh, no,
occasionally. Welcome to the podcast. It's been about 2 months, which is kind of on pace for us at this point.
Yeah, not the longest break we've taken.
But pretty normal. Do you remember when we used to do this every 2 weeks?
Honestly, no.
It was a dark time in our lives, in the world. To be fair, it's still dark times in our lives and in the world, but in a different way.
Yeah, but now we're in the same place, so rather than doing a podcast, we watch TV.
Yep.
That's really the only difference.
Yep. It's good times, though. So, we're here for you, as we always are, with some stupid shit. But also some good shit. And right now we're going to update you on a lot of things that have happened in the last 2 months. You probably already know them since
they happened
2 months. But this will be one of our iconic, famous Just the Tips episodes, where instead of our normal three picks, I say normal like we ever do that anymore.
I could not tell you the last time we did it.
I feel like we try every once in a while, but this will be rapid fire. And by that I mean... we've categorized things, and it's not really anybody's pick in particular, but we have done that. It's color-coded. I'm excited for you.
Listen, we've written things on a page. We're going to read them to you, and you're going to listen, or you're going to go listen to something else. Honestly, I don't care what you do.
I know. But... I was about to be like, you're going to listen, and you're going to like it, but it's like, you may not like it. You don't have to listen. So, really.
Just do what you want to do.
Thank you so much for being here.
The way that we so quickly turned into, I actually don't care what you do with your time or your life, but thank you for being here, I guess.
I suppose. Also, shout out to no one for the last episode where our audio clipped so fucking weirdly through it. We think maybe the gain was too high on the microphone. We don't know. Sorry about that. If you made it through that episode.
You're a real one.
Super real. Because I couldn't even do it. It was pissing me off so much. So.
And I don't listen to myself. Because it makes me uncomfortable. So I don't listen back to most of the episodes.
I will say, it is probably one of my major life goals to, like, make Anna uncomfortable. And it's not easily done over text, but it can be done in person. So if in the future this is just Hat Picks with Anna, you'll know why. So, all right, our first category is U.S. U.S. Women's National Team and other national team things.
First up, the Gold Cup, which the U.S. Women's National Team won. We're just going to give you some very, very brief highlights because it was a whole tournament. There was a lot of games. It was a whole CONCACAF thing. It was great. Anyway, the only game that the U.S. Women's National Team lost in the entire tournament was to Mexico.
Land of our people.
The land of our people. Truly, Okay, Mexico was awesome. All of these games were at like 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Ew.
So for the most part, we didn't watch a lot of them because we're old and tired and simply cannot stay up until 11 p.m. watching soccer. So sorry. But I did watch the group game, the group stage game of Mexico versus the U.S. Women's National Team. And I was like silently, I was watching it on my phone because it was late. And I'm in bed and like silently cheering because, I mean, honestly, either team wins, I win. And I watched Mexico win 2-0, which is a reference to the U.S. men's national team. And I will not be going into that any further because men. I simply will not.
I would like to clarify that that is spelled M-E parentheses H-N. Men. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I won't be talking about what that means further, but you can Google it. It's a whole thing. But Mexico played so well this tournament, and I was so jazzed because La Tri, which is what the the men's national team is, El Tri. And so for the men, they've just done La Tri because, you know, why reinvent the wheel? They did really well that tournament, and I was super jazzed for that because historically they have not been the greatest team in CONCACAF or even close. But anyway, tragically, Mexico did lose their next game against Brazil. But it really was like an overall exciting showing for Mexico, and I was super jazzed about it.
Fuck yeah. So despite that loss to Mexico, I would definitely say the U.S. Women's National Team was looking the best that they have in a long while, especially after a really disappointing summer. We all know that Lindsey Horan is a goal-scoring machine, and we do love that for her, like, so much, and we love that for us, but we also need to take a quick minute. By that, I mean probably 10 seconds. Yeah. But we do need to talk about Jaden Shaw. She was so fucking impressive, so smart on the field. Great goals. She is a literal baby, 19 years old. Yeah. And so we are super jazzed to keep watching more of her. I believe she plays for San Diego Wave.
Sure does.
In the NWSL, so.
You can watch her anytime, honestly.
Any fucking time. But that, I was watching something and it was like talking about that trio up top of like Alex Morgan, Trinity Rodman, and Jaden Shaw. I was like, you got two out of those three in San Diego, sure, so we can really keep this shit up. Yeah. Keep it going.
Also, in this tournament, the brick wall, also known as Alyssa Nair, was absolutely incredible this tournament. And we would be absolute idiots to not talk about the penalty shootout with Canada. Not only did she stop multiple penalties, but then she also made her own penalty.
It was
an icon.
I woke up because that was a game. Was that the water? No, that was the water game. Was that the water game?
No, that's the final against Brazil.
Oh my God, that game was insane. But this game, Jesus, just waking up. I woke up to most of these highlights. I will say I woke up to all of these highlights. I did not stay up. And just seeing how fucking well she did with all those saves and then making her own. I mean, somebody was like, I am now convinced that she saved that goal against Sweden.
She's convinced that she saved that goal against Sweden, so unsurprising.
So, true icon. Love her. In other U.S. Women's National Team news, the U.S. drops in the FIFA rankings. For the first time ever, I don't know why I always say we.
Because we are also a part of this team.
We are.
In spirit.
So much. The U.S. Women's National Team is number 4 in the FIFA rankings, which is its lowest ranking ever. And I feel like the internet was making a real clickbaity big deal about this. Like, this is true that, like, but they're still top 5, and they honestly probably deserve to be lower.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't really think it's that big of a deal. Notable because it technically is their lowest ranking ever, but, like, let's thank our lucky fucking stars that, like.
And stripes.
I will leave. Actually, it's my house. You will leave. Anyway. It's not as big of a deal as the internet was. The internet was like, red arrow down, sad, rah, rah, rah. I was like, shut the fuck up, it's fine.
It's fine, and also, I really think that this team will latch onto an underdog story.
Oh, yeah.
With all their entire being. So, I think it'll be fine.
Big time. And they're already looking better.
Yeah.
So.
And Emma Hayes isn't even here yet.
No, she is not.
So, you know. Hopefully, it can only look up. Knock on wood. Anyway, moving on. Next topic that we're going to be talking about are uniforms. First, the NWSL uniforms. If you've watched any NWSL games this season, for which there have already been a few, you've seen some of the new jerseys. Some of them are super rad. San Diego, Louisville, we're looking at you.
They're amazing. Please check them out. Some of them are cool, like Orlando, Gotham. You're really doing it. And then some of them do, in fact, have shapes. Chicago, North Carolina.
Yeah, you know, that's cool, I guess. Some of them are just there, like Bay FC, Kansas City, Portland, Seattle Reign. They're fine. Like, there's nothing notable. They're kind of boring, but they're not the worst. But some of them we do take genuine issue with. Washington Spirit, these jerseys are so boring, and for why?
I am upset by how little it seems that they tried. There is a difference between having a clean uniform mm-hmm. and having one that is so boring that I would like to self-lobotomize. Like,
when I think of clean uniforms, I think of the 2015 U.S. Women's National Team uniforms yes. for the World Cup, which also is a joke because Alex Morgan, like, famously called them clean a bajillion times, and Katie Nolan ragged on her for it, which was very funny. But those are clean uniforms. These are
boring.
It's just so boring.
But if that's the worst thing about you, I mean,
we'll take it.
Yep. So, Utah Royals uniforms, they have an America First sponsor. Is it like a bank or something? Uh-huh. Yeah. Lay yikes. So, the Chicago Local 134 is the fan group for the Chicago Red Stars. And this group posted on Instagram basically their disappointment, and like, this was originally from some of our faves, the Diaspora United podcast. Andre and Courtney on there were the ones who originally brought this to attention, but then Chicago reposted it. So in their statement, they mentioned the history of the phrase America First and the imagery used in the credit union's logo is rooted in racist ideology and propaganda that harks back to the Nazis and the KKK. Look, the Utah Royals are already coming back after like a racist coach situation. And so they really probably in this first season should have been like a little more careful about what they were doing. Obviously, like, not blaming the players or anything here. This is like front office, upper management kind of stuff. But like, please do better. Thank you so much. I know you're listening.
You're listening to our podcast that really our spouses listen to and like five of our friends. Thank you so much.
Yes. We shout out to the friends. We know we don't always mention you, but we see you. Thank you.
Yeah. other uniform stuff. So U.S. soccer recently, I mean, most Nike sponsored teams recently dropped their new uniforms. And the U.S. soccer uniform announcement was dumb. And men are dumb. And that's really what this is about, okay? The uniforms are fine. I enjoy them for the most part. They're nothing special, but I did not get a visceral reaction to them as I have in the past.
They're okay.
Yeah, thinking that they were bad. These are fine. The announcement was not, okay? So, full offense to the U.S. men's national team, but I don't want to hear some man talk about these new jerseys when the men haven't won a damn thing in any of the jerseys that they have ever worn basically ever, okay? Sorry, I simply do not want it. I want to hear some of the best athletes in the world talk about the new jerseys they will be wearing.
There it is.
Just not from these men who can't earn their goddamn keep. Okay? Thank you so much. Also, super jazzed that we had like the deaf national team and the beach national team.
Yes.
I would have taken a video with some sign language. I would have taken a video with Midge Purse, who looked bomb.com in some of the photos.
With her and Crystal Dunn in a photo. Good. Oh my gosh.
You know, I would have taken any of that actually over some man talking to me. And I really don't care if the man was on the beach national
showing
team.
Christian what's his face twice.
Yeah, Pulisic with his stupid ass tiger eyes tattoo. Like,
I don't care.
And it's not to say that some of these men aren't exceptional soccer players.
Of course.
For sure, sees. And I do love that for them. I simply do not think that when we are releasing a new uniform for a soccer federation that the winningest team is the women, we should be putting the men at the forefront of any of that.
Like, there is like a jersey that with a crest that has 4 stars, mm-hmm. and then there's one that has no stars. And I'm going to give you 0 fucking guesses to tell me which one it is. Okay? Thank you.
Moving on, because if we keep talking about that, we'll get irate.
And then the audio will clip and it will be bad.
And then I definitely won't listen to it. Miscellaneous shit that is happening, will be happening, etc. Kelly O'Hara is producing a short film called Ripe. It is a new sporty sapphic film that we've all been longing for. And by we, mostly me, to be fair.
I don't know that I've been longing for it, yeah. But it does seem like something that would be good.
I'm just saying that the last thing that could have been a sapphic sporty film that we got was Bend It Like Beckham. Or even Stick It. Nary a sapphic in sight. Just like so upsetting.
Nary! Ooh, that should be the title of the Nary a sapphic in sight.
Just so upsetting, okay? I could write, if I was interested in academia at all, I could write a whole dissertation on the queerbaity nature of Bend It Like Beckham. And then I can also tag that to the queer awakening that most of us who are queer got from Stick It, okay? Thank you so much.
I thought in that, not the academia thing, I thought you were going in the direction that I was like, I could write a whole fan fiction about Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty.
Oh, no, undoubtedly.
Absolutely. Anyway, Kelly O'Hara is the executive producer, which is incredible. It's a story of football rivalries, broken limbs, and queer love. It's set in rural Spain and follows a, quote, tumultuous summer romance between an American and a Catalan teen, which is super neat.
And I spent some time trying to research the release date of this. Really, the Gay Times, which is on the nose, is basically the only news outlet covering this, which sucks. But it's getting ready for festival season. So hopefully we'll see this. I mean, it's summer romance, so I'm assuming we'll see it sometime this summer. But be on the lookout for hype. Next, March Madness. I know that Anna would normally be bringing you women's basketball news, but I feel like I have made my way into the women's basketball world. And March Madness is here, and you know that we are talking about the women. So watch it. There are so many great games happening, and we just like fucking love to see that the women's Final Four matches have sold 6 times. You heard me. 6 times more tickets than the men.
But no one watches women's sports. Insert SpongeBob here.
Basically, and we really want one of the shirts that everyone seems to have that says everyone watches women's sports, but they're too expensive and they're sold out.
Yeah, and one of those reasons is really the one that's stopping us. Because honestly, they're expensive and they're super good, but we wear grocery store clothes now, okay? So
we had a whole conversation over lunch today about grocery store clothes. We both have Aldi socks. Anna is wearing Aldi sweatpants. I have on Costco sweatpants.
This is just where we're at. Okay?
Anthony was wearing a Kirkland sweatshirt. I mean, there's a lot of grocery store clothes, and I can't spend $45 on a t-shirt in conscience. No.
In this economy? Sorry.
So if there are any independently wealthy benefactors listening to this podcast, we would like 2 of those shirts.
Thank you so much. Okay. Moving on. We have an injury report.
It's a yay and sad injury report.
Yes, there is both. It is a sandwich, if you will.
They're both yay and sad.
Yes, starting the sandwich is Mal Swanson is back after almost a year and a terrible infection in her knee. She is back with the Chicago Red Stars on the pitch playing. We love to see it.
Yay. What we don't love to see is Hawaiian roll super icon Simone Charlie is out once again, blew out her other Achilles, which is just like so fucking sad. Sam Kerr with an ACL tear, huge fucking bummer. We're tired of these injuries. Let's get some grass fucking fields. Thank you.
Yeah. And also strength training at a younger age. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Moving on back to the yay part of the yay and sad injury report. Sammy Mui retired, which I don't remember if we mentioned last time, but regardless, she did retire because of her knee, which is so, so, so sad because she was playing some incredible soccer. But she is working with Men in Blazers doing a show called The Women's Game, and she got a ceremony with the Courage to honor her time. We love her, and it's so sad, but also yay. Also, she was doing an interview with, I think this one was with Megan Rapinoe, where she was talking about now that she's a part of the media, she's like trying to navigate this middle ground of being critical of what she's seeing, but also recognizing that almost all of those players are her friends.
Right? Yeah. That's gotta be so hard.
And so she's like, this is new and I don't know how to do this, but I'm trying to figure it out. And I just really love that honesty because that is a very real thing. Not that Carly White has ever experienced that a day in her life. Anyway.
This doesn't have to do with injuries, but it is something I realized that we didn't mention. That Allie Krieger is going to be announcing for ESPN.
Yeah.
Which is super dope.
And she's also with CBS Sports right now.
Love that shit. All right.
Here we are with the BBC bringing you news from a pod.
So we are getting, if that wasn't clear by my impeccable accent, we're doing stuff from overseas right now. Yeah. The A-League. Haven't talked about that in a while. The A-League All-Stars versus Arsenal Women. So the Arsenal Women will travel to Australia to face the A-League All-Stars Women's Team in an exhibition match on May 24th, which is super dope. This will be at Marvel Stadium. Like Marvel?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. In Melbourne, as a part of Global Football Week Melbourne. So, crikey. Really excited about that. Next, sticking with the A-League, go gays. There's a men's A-League player who got engaged. Why did I not look up the name of who that was? It's all over the A-League stuff. Anna almost got her phone out. We'll get back to it later. A men's A-League player got engaged to another man. There's not a lot of openly queer men in sports at all. It happens so rarely here and abroad. So just to have that like being publicized openly is very exciting. I'm just going to like riff here while Anna scrolls on her phone to like find that name. So we're very excited. I'm trying to think of the last time that happened in the United States. But no, that guy, he wasn't even... There was a Mizzou football player.
Michael Sam.
Yeah, Michael Sam. But that's not... He like was pro for like a hot second, but I think he got dropped.
Yeah, he was not iconic. He wasn't like good enough. But then there was also Carl Nassib, who played.
Right. For yeah. The Warriors. Yep.
You know, I can't find it.
It's okay.
It's gonna take too long. But we love it. Anyway. Emma Hayes made some comments regarding relationships within the soccer sphere. She said that player-coach relationships were inappropriate. She also said that player-player relationships were inappropriate, for which we were confused. Like, while we get from, like, an HR standpoint, like, player-player relationships could be uncomfy, especially if there's a breakup. But this does not take into account the power dynamics present in a player-coach relationship. And to equate them is, how do you say not correct? You know? Hayes has since come out and said that, you know, it wasn't cool for her to say that, which she's correct. It wasn't. That was not correct. But just like a wild thing to even potentially think just a little bit, because I get that there can be difficulties from a player-player relationship, particularly if the players are on the same team. But a player-coach relationship is actually inappropriate versus a player-player relationship is actually just inconvenient. And those are two different things. Thank you so much. Anyway, moving on.
Thank you so much for coming to our TED Talk.
Sam Kerr. The headline here is that we were afraid she was racist, but actually she's iconic. So there was like a headline everywhere that Sam Kerr had recently pled not guilty to a charge of racially aggravated harassment. And that was like basically the headline we got. So Sam Kerr, Matilda's and Chelsea icon, was being charged with this racially aggravated harassment against a police officer. And we all kind of collectively went, what the fuck? What is happening? Then, like, literally the next day, because that was all we got. That was the headline. She pled not guilty to a thing that happened over a year ago.
I mean, shock and worry just rippling across the women's soccer world. Like,
we were all like, racially how? Why? What? And then literally the next day, we got more information. We found out it was because she called a cop a, quote, stupid white bastard.
Good every time I think about it.
And then we all collectively sighed a sigh of relief and also pride, because just a quick reminder that reverse racism doesn't exist. Thank you so much. Please.
Thank you so much.
But that was a wild 2 days where we were all like, no, Sam Kerr, no, you can't.
We thought you were a good one, and just like going through this ACL shit, and yeah. I was just like, oh my fucking God.
Turns out she is a good one. She's actually maybe with the best one. So good. Stupid. Also,
why bastard?
Also wild, because so the thing that happened like it was like around New Year's of 20. It was like December, January of 2022, 2023.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah, and then everything got filed a year later, which is absolutely wild to me, which, by the way, in that year, Sam Kerr was responsible for holding the Australian flag at King Charles's coronation. So, like, why now? It's weird. You stupid white bastard. so weird.
I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about some, like, little bitch boy cop being like, oh, she called me a stupid white bastard. Wait, and she's more famous than me.
So there's also, I did some Googling about this, as I am wont to do. And there's another police officer with the same last name, and I don't remember if the first name of this cop was released, but there is a police officer with the same last name who recently got released and discharged from the police force for doing some, like, illegal shit. And if it's the same man, I think that is just hilarious. I don't know if it is, but same last name. Maybe you're related. Worse.
To be fair, that would track for the police.
I mean,
no idea where we stand on that issue. Anyway, we're very excited that Noah Kahan, our beloved folk hero,
yes,
here on this podcast, was hanging out with the women's Chelsea team, which is just, like, so fucking dope. Yesterday, there was a weird fight in the A-Leagues. the Newcastle Jets were playing the Melbourne Victory, and there was a weird fight that broke out. So Emily Gilnick, who is a real veteran with the Matildas, and plays for Melbourne, like, basically, like, yanked, ripped up Mindy Barbieri. Love that last name. I mean, just iconic. Oh, I'm gonna burp. We said it was gonna happen. It's like that bread. Oh, we had such good bread for lunch. It was a Spanish olive loaf with Parmesan cheese.
10 out of 10.
It was incredible. Shout out to Anthony for making us lunch. Thank you so much. So Gilnick rips Barbieri off the ground, and, like, they're getting into it. And then Izzy Nino, who I'm saying with an accent, is actually an American. What? came over, and they were getting into it. I think they both maybe hit some necks. I don't know. Nino given a red card, but Gilnick is only given a yellow card. And I think that they probably both deserved red cards for that. And that's, like, really fucked up. But the most important thing about this is that they said debut twice in covering this fight.
This one clip.
This guy said debut. Debut! So that was a real throwback moment for me. Like, hashtag, like, 2021. Like, woof. Which, back when it was still the W League.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, wow. So, that was just, like, really fucked up. These refs just stood and fucking watched this happen.
Yeah, I think that's the most wild thing. Because, I mean, first of all, you don't see a lot of those kind of fights in, I mean, soccer, period. But, in particular, the women's game. Like, there's not that many of them. Occasionally, you get, like, up in people's face. But it's never super physical.
Right.
This was, and for the, and I think that might be in part of it. I think the refs might have been in shock just a little bit. Like,
what is happening?
Well, I don't know what to do here.
Oh, no!
I think that was a slight part of it. Not a good enough reason to not have done anything, for sure. But it was wild.
It was insane.
Oh my god, I think this is the last section. We've done it.
Wow. I don't even know how long we've been recording, but this would tell me that it hasn't been that long. So I feel like we've been making some good time.
Yeah. I feel like we've done a really good job given the fact that we have 4 pages of notes.
We've only gone off track a little bit.
Which is impressive for us. I think that is the thing that we really should be focusing on here. The fact that we have not gotten off track too much.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about how awesome it is that we have not gone that off track. Okay, we're going to talk about some NWSL shit. What's up?
This is just like a miscellaneous selection of things. First, the San Diego Wave was recently sold to the Levine Lichtman family. Lichtman family. Yeah. For a record $120 million deal.
Wow.
For reference, Rob Burkle originally paid $2 million for the expansion team in 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
What a fucking profit.
Wow. They're duping. Uh-huh. Doing capitalism correctly.
I mean, who saw that women's sports would be a profitable sports venture? Like, who saw that? Oh, wait. It's fucking all of us, you fucking twats.
Insert SpongeBob once again.
Honestly. It's just like, we've all only been saying that there's money in this forever.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Always.
Always. The NWSL season started last weekend. It started with the Challenge Cup, which actually just ended up being the Shield winner, who has the best record for the season, for the previous season, for 2023, versus the winner of the championship, which was Gotham. So it was the Wave versus Gotham, and the Wave pulled that out 1-0.
Sure.
Good for them. But then I would say that, like, the most exciting thing that happened that weekend was the Kansas City Current versus Portland Thorns game. I have to say, this game was fucking wild. So just for reference, the ending score was 5-4, which is 9 goals, which is a tie for the most goals, like, ever in an NWSL game. And the Kansas City Current won at home in their opening match. God damn it!
Nice.
It wasn't even satisfying. Their opening match at CBKC Stadium, first stadium purpose-built for women's sports. The fact that I am saying this in 2024 is enraging. Back to the game. The reason that this 5-4 score is so wild is that at one point, Kansas City led 5-1, and Portland came back with a vengeance. Just some numbers for you, because math, we love to tell you math.
We like to tell you numbers and make it seem like we know math, but really we wrote down the numbers in, like, in advance of saying them to you. So it's actually
that one.
Yeah.
This match was sold out with attendance at 11,500. A lot of people were saying, like, oh, why didn't you build the stadium bigger, blah blah blah. Like, it actually is bigger than I think it was originally supposed to be, and they have, like, the ability to keep expanding. Because when they were building, when they got the okay to build the stadium, numbers were lower. And so just, like, the exponential growth of the sport in the last few years is awesome. So that was in-person attendance, 11,500. 614,000 people watched the game, making it the second most watched match in NWSL regular season history, which is a big fucking deal. So just very, very excited. Going on to other attendance, San Diego's home opener had 32,066 people in attendance. I'm going to burp again, I swear to God. There, that one was actually more satisfying. Excuse me. And that the San Diego home opener had 32,066 people in attendance. I already said that, but I'm going to say it again, so not to be interrupted by the burp. Thank you so much. Did they lose to Kansas City? Yes, they did. But were there 32,000 people watching in person at Snapdragon Stadium? Also, yes. Big deal. Bay FC notched their first win ever in their opening match against Angel City, which they won 1-0. Speaking of Angel City, speaking of them, Angel City is going through some shit and they're looking for a new owner. They are seeking an investor to basically take over their board. Alexis Ohanian, is that how you say his name?
Oh, yeah. Ohanian.
It doesn't matter. It's Serena Williams' husband.
That's the one.
Is like the majority person right now, but he doesn't, like, have, like, the full ownership ability things, like, running the board and stuff. So anyway, they're looking for a new, like, major investor to take over, like, ownership and operations of the board and shit. So, very weird, because they, like, are one of the most valuable teams in the NWSL, if not the most valuable. And they had, like, a whole fucking documentary done about them, but they had to switch coaches in the last few years. It's just kind of a thing. So,
yeah, I feel like what's happening at Angel City is almost like there are too many hands.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I just, when you have that many opinions, like, somebody's not going to be happy. And one of those people is likely to have a lot of money invested in this.
Yep.
Okay, I have something that is niche, okay? But it's important to me. And I am sharing it here on this platform that I have, and so I can, okay? Just leave, I'm in advance. This is my, leave me alone, okay? I'm doing it and nothing can stop me, all right? Megan Klingenberg, neck, is dating Ingrid Nilsson, okay? Now, Ingrid Nilsson had a YouTube channel with almost 3.5 million followers. She started posting videos in 2007 and then stopped posting in 2020. She was quite a famous YouTuber in her day. Now, in 2015, she posted a video where she came out as gay, which we love to see. She then went on to date a number of dope women. Now, she is dating Megan Klingenberg. And I get that most people won't care about this. That's totally fine. But this is our podcast, and I have a space where I can talk about it here. Thank you so much. That's it. That's the tip.
She has a microphone.
And I will fucking use it.
And why this is important to me, and I'm glad this got said, is that a few years ago, We're watching a Portland Thorns game. And we notice this thing around Megan Klingenberg's neck. And we go to look it up. And I know we've mentioned this. The first two results are Megan Klingenberg girlfriend, Megan Klingenberg neck. And I feel like we've come full circle now because we figured out the neck thing and the concussion stuff, and now we have the girlfriend thing, and it's just like a real full circle moment for the pod. And I think what a great way to close this out.
What a great way to close this out. Ugh. Iconic.
Super iconic.
But only to us, but that's okay.
Yes. I don't actually even know who Ingrid Nielsen is, but
honestly,
glad for Megan Klingenberg.
I truly don't think that anybody, I think Z knows because I have told them about this. I don't think anybody else who listens to this knows who Ingrid Nielsen is. And even after they inevitably Google Ingrid Nielsen, they still won't know who it is. So that's okay.
That's what happened to me. This is fun. Oh my God, my cat is losing it right now. Sorry, he hates a closed door. Any closed door. It could be a closet. He just does not like the door being closed.
To be fair, she's done pretty well until right now.
Until the very end. Can you let him in? It's so bad. It's so bad.
Would you like to come in? Would you like to be a part of this?
Lil S is a bitch. I love him, but he's a bitch. So excited to be bringing you all this content. There is so much happening in the world of women's sports right now. Watch March Madness, watch the NWSL. It's available on like so many fucking different platforms right now. And I think there's an NWSL Plus thing now that's free.
Yeah, you can watch NWSL games on NWSL Plus. Some of them are on ESPN. Some of them are on ION.
Paramount?
Yeah, Paramount Plus. They're kind of fucking everywhere, which is both wonderful and also a nightmare.
Confusing. So but I would almost rather have this than...
Yes, than what it was. Also, somewhere on Amazon Prime.
What?
Yeah, because they're taking a page out of the NFL's book. Also, March Madness on almost every ESPN channel and ABC.
Which is great. We love... We're actually... As soon as this is done, I pull this back. I'm not wearing my watch. We're going to be going to watch the Middle Tennessee LSU basketball game.
And that hoping is currently Kim on. Mulkey's dreams get crushed.
We do not want Angel Reese's dreams to get crushed. But,
or Flauge Johnson's.
Yes, but unfortunately they are tied.
So sorry. So sorry, ladies. Your coach sucks.
But go Blue Raiders! I'm sorry, I just bumped the microphone. So follow us on social media, I guess.
Yeah, we have an Instagram. it's at HatPicksPod, and it's there. So follow it.
It does exist.
I think the Twitter account is still technically there. I should probably just delete that because honestly, Elon Musk can get fucked.
X.
Whatever.
Well, I guess we'll see you in another couple of months. And on that note, I'm Jillian.
And I'm Anna.
And this has been
the HatPicks Podcast.
You bet your sweet ass it has been. Thank you so much. Oh, it's actually, it's so funny because it used to be you that stopped.